take us through the last little bit here for the hockey club to get Dustin wrapped up?
Well, you know, certainly these things take, you know, a long time, so it's not necessarily, you know, something that happened in the last little bit, but obviously when you get to the point of, you know, finalizing an agreement, there's lots of back and forth that goes on over the fine details of things, and, you know, we're excited to be able to announce it here today.
There have been some reports that things heated up on the weekend. Are those accurate?
You know, it's probably a little longer than that. I think, you know, again, conversations of this magnitude, you know, tend to ebb and flow and take time. But, you know, certainly, obviously, when you can get to the final point, you know, things obviously do heat up at the end.
What does it mean for the franchise to get the term at 5 years specifically?
Well, again, it's there's lots of things that go into our thinking and in our offers at different points in time. So this was, you know, something that between ourselves and Dustin's representative that we could feel comfortable with. And again, you never know what, you know, what's out there in free agency. So certainly we're very excited that, you know, that Dustin and us were able to come to, you know, the agreement that we were with respect to the term and the money.
How about for you? You go back with Dustin a long time. Just as it's from your standpoint.
Well, again, it's you know, essentially I was part of the group that traded him out of Chicago, and again, you know, everyone knows Dustin in on this team, both on and off the ice. He's a real you know, character, an important part you know, to this this group and moving forward. And you know, the conversations that we had you know, with him and you know, believing in the direction that we were going, you know, certainly you know, added to the excitement level in our part of you know, realizing that we were going to get a deal done. So again, it's an exciting time for our franchise. I think it you know, really underscores you know, what's happening within this room. Obviously right now, you know, the standings are you know, a little bit of a blip here that you know, certainly we're taking to heart. You never want to get in this situation, but you know, again, we'll keep battling here. We're a group that's going to continue to go down the path that you know, that we set out, you know, drafting and developing young players around players that are part of, you know, this organization. And clearly we're going to, you know, continue to build around Dustin.
He just said that he feels like his game is getting better. Do you see that too? You've got five more years of him and he's 30. You see his game growing still?
I think he's, you know, he's really matured. After being around him for, you know, so many years and having the time prior to the Winnipeg Jets, you know, you see the evolution of Dustin as, you know, as a person. And, you know, there's lots of things that, you know, the average person doesn't get to see, you know, regarding Dustin, you know, and you know, again, to see him grow into the family man that he is. He's got a wonderful family, you know, proud to call Winnipeg his home for, you know, for the foreseeable future here. And, you know, again, those are, you know, things of maturity. And I think in this game here, he's obviously a very smart hockey player that, you know, has unique abilities on the ice. But, you know, I think it's that maturation of a person that has allowed him to understand how he can take his games to, you know, to other levels as well.
What does his signing do for the organization in terms of that this has been a, you know, at least around the league, a tough sell to get people to play in Winnipeg or sign in Winnipeg? How does this impact that, if at all?
Well, you know, again, it's I can't comment on, you know, what the comments are around the league. I just know that within the confines of this room and within the confines of this organization, you know, we try to treat the players with the utmost professionalism and put the, you know, the best product that we can on the ice in all aspects. And I think the players recognize that. We try to treat our players well. Our coaching staff is, you know, is very responsive, you know, to the players as far as, you know, the type of game that they want to play and the type of game that's being played out there. You know, again, from our standpoint, we're excited to have Dustin. I can't comment around, you know, the league as far as, you know, what other thoughts are.
Kevin, knowing that you have another big decision or two ahead in the next 3 weeks here, how important was this to take this issue off your plate?
Well, there's lots of pieces to the puzzle. There's no question. It's you don't deal with any one thing in you know, in a singular fashion. There's lots of moving parts behind the scenes that that obviously we. We've got a lot of work to do ahead of us, you know, whether it's now or whether it's in the summer. You know, there's, you know, there's different things, obviously, UFA situation, there's RFA situations, but that's the National Hockey League. That's what this is all about. And, you know, again, there's teams in this league in similar situations, you know, as ours. And, you know, with the uncertainty of the salary cap, you know, moving forward, You know, those are things that you have to sit back, analyze, and project. And the projection is always the key.
Talk still ongoing with Andrew?
Well, again, we'll sit back here and adjust, look at the situation here, and from an organization standpoint. And again, we've really haven't commented on any contract negotiations, for a long period of time, and that's kind of where we'll stay.
Can you still make it fit with Andrew, if possible?
You know, it's a question that certainly I guess it's fair to ask, but with all the moving parts and the projection, it's hard to really say for sure where everything falls into place, because there are a lot of factors that are external that we have to get a good feel for where we can be internally.
Kevin, you're coming up on a year on the anniversary of the trade for Myers and Stafford and Company. What did that move do for your franchise?
Well, again, I think we addressed a situation that needed to be addressed, at the time, and certainly we dug in. We did it in the best fashion that we possibly could. I think that when we made that move, we talked about the short-term implications, the medium-term implications, and the long-term. And certainly in the short-term, getting Staff and Myers has helped us last year, continuing to help us this year. The medium-term here, obviously, I guess, are players like Armia in our lineup now, and Lemieux, who's going to turn pro next year, and then the future is really all about I guess Jack Roslovich and see where it is. So again, it's addressing a lot of the different needs that we needed then, now, and continuing to move forward.
What's it like to see Kyle Connor leading the NCAA in scoring, speaking of prospects?
It's exciting to anytime you get to watch young players play, there's that level of excitement that that comes into play. And I've had the fortune of seeing him play a couple of games, and he is an exciting player to watch. He plays the game, right now, how I think the game is played. He's got lots of speed. He's dangerous with the puck, and his hockey sense is exceptional.
Can you give us a thought or kind of that process of what you went through with Drew Stafford today and him getting the one-game suspension?
Well, I've had several opportunities to go through the process, and again, it's a detailed process all the time. There's video involved. There's conversations that take place. There's lots of opportunities for each side to speak about what they saw, what they felt, and obviously the situation here is the league determined that supplemental discipline was required, and they have a tough job to do. Again, it's the player's safety is certainly something that in this game we have to take very seriously, and we respect their decision.